Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Yeah, that first quarter was, haven't seen that very often defensively and special teams. Got to a little bit of a slow start, had some trouble in the red zone. We got to improve on, but made some plays when we got some opportunities. So stuff to build on offensively. Yeah, and offensively we didn't really. I mean, we had some we stumbled a little bit offensively. Like I said, the red zone, we stumbled a little bit down there. That turnover is my fault, trying to do too much. So definitely things to work on offensively. We're heading in the right direction. It's just we got to put together a four-quarter game at some point. But yeah, ran it well. I mean, offensive line did another good job creating run gaps and pass protecting. So, well, guys, we're getting better and better and better. We're just not where we need to be. Yeah, it was fun. I mean, just to be back in Nashville. I love this city. It's always felt like home, even my freshman year here. So to come back and be able to see, you know, just seeing people around the stadium that I remember seeing at Vandy is nice. And to get a win like this back in this state, makes it even better. Yeah, I mean, the way that they're stripping the ball, creating turnovers, picks, fumbles. It starts with the front four, Pep and those guys. They force so much pressure. As a quarterback, you have an internal clock, and the thing gets haywire whenever you're getting pressure and the pockets collapse. And so they're doing a great job. Those guys have been in the system for a long time, and they're playing it to perfection. It's really a thing of beauty. First one, it wasn't designed that way. Brandon made a great adjustment at the top of the route. He was supposed to break in, and he kind of floated out and put it up high. Didn't know if I was going to overshoot him or not, but jumped up, made a great catch. The second one, just straight go against press man. It's hard to go against a guy that size because when he stops, we do back shoulder balls, and he's got the ability to outrun you too. And the third one, just a little crossing pattern, and he found a great zone, sat down right there. So he's hard to cover. He's a hard cover.
Yeah, it was a good exchange. Tried to do too much, and I think that's what he was just trying to emphasize, that point of play within the play, trying to get beat the ball. Had single coverage with him, but timing rise, we just didn't that play didn't allow for the time that I needed. So just got to play within the play and just got to limit that stuff, especially down the red zone.
Yeah, we won it. I mean, we were leading at halftime, but offensively, I don't think we felt as good as we should have with the point of game we were in. So we wanted to get some offensive drives together, 60, 70, 80 yards, and put together some rhythm and just feel good about it, feel good about the win offensively.
Yeah, I mean, they stopped him at the 3-4-yard line, and they pushed his way in there. So he's a versatile guy. Caught a screen and went 50, 60 with it. Off tackle, he's breaking them. The guy can do anything. I'm glad he's on our team.
Yeah, they've traveled well. I mean, hats off to our fans. It's been a fun year. I mean, in Dallas, Jacksonville, here. I mean, it's been crazy to watch the Bears fans take over. You know, you have a ton of fans when you're in an away stadium in the red zone, and I'm trying to get the crowd to hush up, and they're responding. I mean, they got quiet in a hurry, so it makes it fun.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.